Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Always look forward to talking to the Emmy-nominated and Gracie Award winner, and of course, we see her on TV all the time. But now she's a big-shot author, The Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money. Hey, Jill, congratulations. This book coming right out of the gates has been a dynamite.
I'm kind of psyched about it, I have to say, and mostly because I'm finally letting everybody know that they've got plenty of company when you think about the dumb things you've done in your financial life. Basically, every one of us. So come on, get off it. You don't have to worry about it. No judgment. We're in a no judgment zone here. Going to calm down. Going to try to avoid some of these dumb mistakes, though.
Speaking of economy and money, Joe Schlesinger from CBS News, I want to ask you about the president and the tariff tweet and what's happening in our world markets, because they're not opening up so good, it doesn't look like.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to head for a lower opening, a little bit less than a 2% drop. Look, this is nothing that is actually new, because we know that the president has been very frustrated with the pace of these China-U.S. trade talks. So what he did tweet yesterday, though, was a ratcheting up of some of the pressure. He says, look, this Chinese delegation is supposed to come here on Wednesday. They better come ready to make a deal. Otherwise, he says he's going to increase the tariff rate from 10 to 25%. He's going to do it this Friday on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. And on top of that, he says, if that doesn't get your attention, China, how about we just levy some tariffs on another $325 billion worth of Chinese goods? So none of this has actually been put into place. We have to wait and see. And I don't even know if these talks are going to continue as planned. There were some discussions about how maybe the vice premier of China said, nah, you know what, you're going to play hardball. Maybe I won't come. So we'll see.
I heard you on the network when that the jobs report came out.
Yeah, it's a pretty good report. I mean, you look through it and you say 263,000 jobs, the 103rd straight month of job increases. So remember, the economy really bottomed out. The recession officially ended in June of 2009, but the job market didn't bottom out until the beginning of 2010. Since then, the U.S. economy has been adding jobs, hundreds of thousands of jobs, over about almost 3 million jobs now since that low point. But what's really interesting is this deep into the recovery, almost 10 years, we're still adding jobs at a good clip. The big wage gains that we've seen in the last year or so actually have gone to the lower earners. And that may be quite good news for people who said they couldn't afford to pay their monthly bills. So the low end seems to be getting good wage increases. Middle, it's okay. So overall, wage gains 3.2% higher from a year ago. It's good. It's not great. And I think some folks in the middle are starting to feel like, well, okay, my turn now. Thank you very much. First, we had the high earners made a bunch of money. Now the low earners, it's time for the middle to get their share.
Are the economists confounded by this?
Yeah, they do think. I mean, I just had a funny interchange this morning with an economist, which funny is a funny word to use with an economist. So let me stop there.
Say, yeah, that didn't
let
sound
me just
right.
Let me change my adjective. I had a strange interchange where they send me all sorts of charts, and I literally wrote back, "I don't get it." And the guy writes back, "Yeah, I know." Like we don't really get it either, because what I was looking at, and the reason why I asked a few different economists this question, I said, if you look in the 1960s and you look at the 1990s, this was the two different periods where there were sustained years and months and months and months where unemployment rate was below 5%. The wage gains were way better. And so now they're not as good. And the answer may be simply that the recession was so intense and so deep that a lot of U.S. workers are actually reluctant to go and ask for a big raise. And one guy pointed out to me, it may be that the nature of how people want to manage their work-life balance has changed. People might say, hey, I want a good wage, but I want more flexibility. That's just as important to me. So maybe instead of saying, hey, I want a wage gain, you say, I'll keep my wage the same. I want to work from home on Fridays. So that could be a really interesting new part of the economy that we are seeking more flexibility in what our jobs look like.
And the Fed held the interest rate steady.
Yeah, and I think the Fed's point was really underscored by the jobs report, where we see strong but not too strong, and wage gains that are rising but not so much that people are going out and spending tons of money and perhaps pushing up inflation. You know, look, I just want to remind everyone, you're going to have a nasty day in the markets on the open this morning. Don't fret. This is truly one of those instances where a day-to-day occurrence cannot move you off what you really know in your heart, which is the economy is growing, businesses are making money, I'm investing for the long term, let me go back to hockey season and figure out who I'm going to root for now that the Islanders are out. Did you know I was going to get there, right?
I did know you were going to get there. If things work out right tonight, we could end up with two game sevens on Wednesday, which would be great as well.
I need Dallas to win. I got them in the pool, in the CBS News pool.
Just so you know, they're the Dallas North Stars still in this town.
Yeah, I know it. I got you.
Dallas North Stars. Hey, Nen, I thought you'd lead with this story. I'm a little surprised you didn't. IKEA is working on a vegetarian version of their famous Swedish meatballs.
I have to go now.
She is Jill Schlesinger from CBS here on WCCO. Go to JillOnMoney.com and read more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.